This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. And it is time to answer another Am I Curious question. You ask, and we dig around for the answer. And this time, Michigan radio listener Michael Hesser serves up the question.
I see it on bumper stickers, on hats. It seems like everywhere I go, everyone is sporting that D. And I was really fascinated in the history, especially being representative of the Motor City, where that iconic calligraphy D came from.
That is a good question, Michael, because that Old English D is everywhere. And Michigan Radio's Paige Flegger is here. She's been digging around and has the answer. Now, Paige, another Detroit institution had latched onto that Old English D long before the Tigers even existed, right?
Yeah, the Detroit Free Press was actually one of the first papers in the city to start using the Old English font. And they were founded in 1831.
That's a long time.
Yes.
Because we didn't see the Tigers until 1901. Well, how long until the Tigers grabbed that now iconic D?
Asked some people from Illich Holdings, and they said that in 1901, when they started, they had just kind of Detroit written on their uniforms in like block letters. And it wasn't until about 1904 that they started using the Old English D.
Does anyone know why?
No, I don't really know what the switch came from.
It probably just had more of a visual punch.
Yeah.
So they, by the first few years of the 20th century, they have that now iconic D. What has been the history since?
They've been using the Old English D, and it's funny because even when they started using it in 1904, there are actually two different Ds. There was a D that they had stitched on their uniform and then another D that they used on the caps. Over time, that kind of evolved. And even today, there's two different Ds on the uniforms and the caps. And you can see it all over the stadium. There's some that have kind of a curve at the top and some are more rounded.
Because even though it is it's something that goes back to the Middle Ages when we talk about that font, but there are ways of tweaking it. They actually got rid of it for a little while, didn't they?
They got rid of it a couple of times, and there was kind of a public outcry about it.
What did they drop it for?
They dropped it to start using a block letter D, and they were kind of going through a losing streak, and people were really worried, and so they went back to the Old English D, and the year after that, they won the World Series for the first time. People kind of got very superstitious about it, and so they've stuck by the Old English D or some variation of the Old English D.
So that was like 34, 35, mm-hmm. So we're talking about a long time now that it's been the D. But even since then, it's not been just that one D, has it?
Right. The Detroit Free Press actually did a really interesting graphic that you can see on our post on MichiganRadio.org. They show 31 different variations of the D the Tigers have used over time. I mean, it's changed so much.
That is worth clicking through to check that, isn't
it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Now, when did the D, that Old English D, really take off to come to mean Detroit?
A lot of people have hypothesized different reasons as to why that is, but one that I heard from Joe Grimm, who was a former reporter at the Detroit Free Press, he was saying that during the 1967 race riots, the city was kind of down and out, and the following year, the Tigers won the World Series. And he was saying that that Old English D became something that everybody could rally behind.
Oh, it did. It certainly, I remember that season well, and it really did help United. And then, you don't remember this, Paige, but there was a very popular TV show with Tom Selleck called Magnum P.I.
Okay.
It was a network TV show, and he would wear that Old English D representing Detroit. And so nationally, I think it got caught there as well. And today, going strong, right?
Yes, absolutely. The Old English D is everywhere. You can see it on people's bumper stickers. People have tattoos. I'm imagining people reading this article and kind of looking down at their forearms and thinking, which D do I have on my body right now? That's kind of fun and kind of quirky.
A good question from Michigan radio listener Michael Hesser. Another Am I Curious question. You ask and we find the answer. Paige, thanks so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.